Hey, 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 welcome back to All About Nothing with Jay. Today's episode is brought to you by Perimenopause Rage. And let me tell you, if you don't know what that is, bless your soul. If you do, then buckle up because you're about to feel seen. This week started with family drama, went through football practice nonsense, and ended up with me screaming in the car like I was auditioning for the role of Mousy Background, character number 3, and spoiler alert, not my best work. So let's start with my mom. God bless her heart. She calls me crying. Not crying like, oh, I saw a sad movie. No, crying like the world is ending, your siblings are villains, and I am the victim of everyone's betrayal. Now, if you're Puerto Rican or Latin at all, you know that when a mom calls crying, that's full emergency. Forget FEMA, forget Red Cross. Mommy's crying means we drop everything. And what is she crying about? Something one of my siblings did. Now here's the kicker. My mom does stuff for my siblings all the time, without asking anyone. And then when it blows up in her face, guess who gets a 911 call? Me, the oldest, the fixer. Like, hi, welcome to my part-time job as the family complaint department, except the pay is negative because it costs my sanity, and perimenopausal rage does not accept tips. And here's the thing, I love my mom, but perimenopause has stripped me of the little patience I ever possessed, and I don't have the bandwidth to solve everyone's issues anymore. I'm not HR, I'm not conflict resolution, I'm just trying to drink water, eat a salad, and not bite somebody's head off. So when she calls me crying, I tried to be patient, but let's just say it did not go well. Because perimenopause rage and family drama are like gasoline and matches. Don't put them together unless you want an explosion. Now let's move on to my son. My middle child plays football. And listen, I'm already tired because practices are early. Like unnecessarily early. Whoever decided kids need to practice football before the sun comes up is clearly not a perimenopausal mother. So I'm up at the crack of dawn, dragging my half-sleeping, hormone-raging body out of bed, making sure he's dressed, has water, his gear, cleats, all that. I'm rushing out the door, stressed about being late, driving him to school like the good supporting mom I am. I drop him off, drive away, and then my phone goes ping. It's a text from him. Hey, I think I'm here early. Excuse me? Early? We've never been early. Something's wrong. So I call him and I'm like, do you have practice? And this boy says, no. Coach told us yesterday we don't have practice today. Y'all. I cannot explain to you the rage that boiled up in me because he watched me say, hurry up, you're late for practice. He let me pack him up, drag him out, drive him to school, knowing full well there was no practice. And you know what he did? Nothing, nada, not a peep. This is the stuff that gets people featured on the ID channel, I swear. So now I'm driving back to the school, and the rage inside me feels like a lion. Like this big, roaring, I am woman, hear me scream energy. I think to myself, you know what? I'm going to scream. Let it out, release it, reset my day. I pictured it in my head, the kind of scream that echoes through the neighborhood, the kind of scream that makes crows fly off the trees, this kind of screams that gets written about in folklore. I roll up the windows, check my rearview mirror, make sure no one's watching, and I let it rip. Except, instead of a roar, out comes a squeak, like a weak, wheezing, dying balloon, a little mousy scream, and it hurt. My throat literally hurt. I sat there crutching the steering wheel, madder than before, because not only did I not get the release that I needed, now I'm embarrassed and nobody even heard me but me. I'm out here sounding like Alvin the Chipmunk on the bad day. That's when it hit me. This is perimenopause rage. is not just hot flashes, the night sweats, the brain fog. It is this building, bubbling anger inside of me that has no healthy outlet. Like the rage is in there. It's real. But when I tried to let it out, my body betrayed me. And think about how women are expected to hold everything together. Be the strong one, the calm one, the fixer, the nurturer, the glue. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in my car, throat hurting, wanting to roar, but sounding like I stepped on a mouse. Nobody warned me about this part of perimenopause. Not a single book, doctor, titi, said, hey, you're going to want to scream like Godzilla, but instead, you'll sound like SpongeBob. Maybe that's the point. Maybe perimenopause isn't just about physical changes. Maybe it's about finally realizing we've been carrying everybody's stuff for too long, and now we're too damn tired to keep quiet about it. So yeah, that was my week. My mom's crying, my son's wasting my gas, my screams sound like a mouse with asthma. If you're out there going through the same thing, please tell me I'm not alone. Because perimenopause rage is real, y'all. And the worst part, we don't even get the satisfaction of a good scary scream. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Don't forget to share this with a friend who needs to laugh through the rage. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. And remember, if your screaming comes out weak, at least your story will come out strong. As always, be kind to others, but most importantly, be kind to yourself. Until next time, love, Jay.